Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us for the broadcast today. Have you heard about the new film that's going to be released? This is going to be released next week, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2015. And the film is entitled The Dropbox. You may have heard a little bit about this, maybe watched a clip or something on YouTube. There's an official trailer that's out there. But I saw this press release. It says this. This is out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And it says this: Pine Creek Entertainment, in association with Focus on the Family, Kindred Image, and Fathom Events, will present a special event for three nights only in select cinemas nationwide on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2015, with the debut of the Dropbox. This feature-length documentary will include an exclusive panel discussion. And then it goes on to describe what the Dropbox is all about. Well, rather than read through the rest of the press release or just try to describe it to you myself, I watched the film myself just the other night. And rather than me try to describe it to you, I thought what would be best to do is to have a discussion with somebody who could speak about it very well, one of the executive producers of it, and that is Mitch Wright. And Mitch is the executive producer of visual media at Focus on the Family, and he's also the executive producer of The Dropbox. Mitch joins us now. Mitch, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, Mitch, I thoroughly enjoyed watching the movie the other night. Wow, just well done. Why don't you give our listening audience, if you would please, a little bit of synopsis about what this movie is all about?
Sure, I'd be glad to. It is about a pastor in South Korea, Pastor Lee Jeon-rok, who was tired of seeing babies left by dumpsters and on doorways, abandoned by young girls and women that just really had no other recourse, and he decided to do something about that. And so he built a kind of a night deposit box for these babies who really needed that shelter and security, and also and not only the immediate needs of warmth when they're being left, but also a loving family, a mother, a father, a chance to really find their way into a forever family through adoption. And he has taken in over 600 children into this Dropbox. And it's something that he knows he would love to close if it was no longer needed. But while it's needed, he's keeping it open to give women who have no choice in the South Korean culture, being pregnant out of wedlock and at a young age is really, you know, it's frowned upon here, but even more so there. And these women just really have no option. And he gives these beautiful little lives a chance. And and through the Dropbox, the film that will be out in theaters next week, you get to meet these kids, you meet Pastor Lee, and the great story behind it, which also includes the filmmaker Brian Ivey, who's a wonderful young filmmaker right out of SC Film School, who went and did this for a class project, and it ended up changing his life.
Hmm. Yeah, he did a very, very good job on it. I understand that now over 600 babies have been saved in this way, delivered from either being abandoned on the streets or possibly even aborted as a result of this Dropbox being available. Is that correct?
That's correct, Kevin. And I think when you watch the film, most of the almost exclusively these children are special needs. They have some physical and mental disabilities, and perhaps by, you know, some would be considered of no worse, but, you know, we know different. And it's so wonderful to see that lived out in the lives of Pastor Lee, his wife, and the volunteers that really come to the aid of these children. And through watching this film, watching their lives unfold in front of us, we can see the value and the purpose of each one of these little lives that God placed in them and brought them to this earth for a reason. And we see that come to fruition just through their care, their love, and their interaction in this family in South Korea.
Mm. Well, I had a, to me, a very, it's going to be even tough to talk about here, but a special experience of watching this the other night. Allison sent me the screener, and so I got together with my daughter and her husband, who have adopted two special needs children just in the past year. So we sat there and watched the film together. And to think about these two little ones, one that has Down syndrome, the other one with cerebral palsy, and to think about how precious they are to our family and just what a blessing they have become to our family. And to think about, you know, them being abandoned the way that they were. These ones were adopted through the Ukraine. But obviously the situation there deteriorating as well. So was able to rescue them at just the right time in God's providence. But to sit there and watch with a family who is doing this, you know, have actually adopted a couple of children in this similar genre, if we could put it that way, with special needs children. It was a unique experience and just a real blessing to my heart.
What a special connection. And I think you bring something up, Kevin, that I wanted to make sure the listeners knew, that not only is this a great story that will remind us of the value and worth that we all have in God's eyes, and then really we are adopted by our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Even though we have our own, you know, faults and disabilities, you know, nothing that we do that is noteworthy or exceptional is what gets us into His family. It's all His love and Him choosing us. And the neat thing that we want to do with this evening is not only present a great story that can inspire and empower us all, but really think about those families that have adopted. I mean, there may be a calling on your heart to adopt these children, and fantastic. We want to be there to support you. Mm-hmm. But there's also so much that we can be doing to wrap around those families, such as yours, that have already taken that step. And what can we do to help them? Because it is a lot of work, and far more than for these special needs children, far more than, you know, for our own kids. And I have two that are quite challenging at times. But it gives me a reminder to really think about families in my church, in my neighborhood, in my world that I could come alongside and help. And that's why with this, alongside with this, the world premiere of the Dropbox, we'll have that town hall discussion with Brian Ivey, the director, and Jim Daly from Focus, as well as Stephen Curtis Chapman and Mary Beth, to really talk about what it means to adopt, you know, the whole orphan care adoption world, what we can be doing, whether we are called to adopt, or what we can do to wrap around those that are already stepping out on that, on the front lines.
I'm so glad you brought that point out about the theological truth of adoption. This is a Christian radio program. We speak primarily to evangelicals around the Southeast and four states on the Southeast on the airwaves, and then throughout the world, really through sermonaudio.com. And as Christians, what is fueling, or what should fuel, our interest in adoption and orphan care and so forth is the theological truth about the fact that we have been adopted into God's family through the person and work of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And with that, knowing that, and with that as a foundation, how can we then turn a blind eye to the plight of people on a physical level as to what is taking place there with abandonment and orphan care and abortion and these other types of related issues? So I'm so glad that you brought that out. We have Dan Kruver from Together for Adoption, lives right here in the Greenville area, and he does a great job of stressing that point throughout his ministry as well. And so they've done an excellent job of doing that. And you brought out a second point that I want to stress as well, and that is, you know, my wife and I We have three adult daughters ourselves. Now we'll have eight grandchildren here, Lord willing, as of May. So my one daughter is expecting, and then seven have already been delivered. My daughter's car that I was referring to, I just took a picture of it and posted it on Facebook the other day. Their back seat looks like a bleacher section or something with all the car seats in there. They now have five children, the two that they have adopted with special needs, and then three biological children. And what you may not be able to, the point I'm trying to make is that you may not be able to adopt yourself, but these families need a lot of support. They need people that my wife and I try to just be there to help with doctor visits and with, running the kids back and forth to school, or just being available to help out as much as we can. And that whole support network is so important to these families. And so I would just encourage the folks in our listening audience that if you can play some sort of a role in that, there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done to pull that all off behind the scenes. And I would just encourage you to find ways to get involved as support, if that's what the Lord would have for you to be involved in. Let me ask you specifically about this film, Mitch, and focus on the family's connection with it. What is Focus's role here in this film, and then maybe even a little bit more specifically your role in the film as well?
Well, we are really trying to make an effort this is our second documentary in what we hope to be a series of documentaries that tell great stories that serve an even greater purpose. Mm-hmm. Our first was Irreplaceable, which looked at the question of does family still matter, and specifically, God's design for that. Mm. The Dropbox is our second, and really what we want to do with these documentaries is not only tell fantastic stories, which they're God's stories, so we give him all the credit and the glory. He's the director and the originator of doing extraordinary things through our ordinary lives. But what we can do also with these evenings, that we're only in theaters for a few nights, it's three nights, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th next week, but we have the opportunity to really start the discussion. And just what you were saying, Kevin, as far as what can we do, we'll have the town hall discussion immediately following the film. We have a resource kit that we're putting together that will really help families wrap around those adoptive families, as well as just the whole issue of orphan care. When you buy a ticket to the screenings on 3rd, 4th, or 5th, you're helping fund the Global Orphan Fund, which will, what we hope, God willing, will build a new orphanage for Pastor Lee in South Korea, as well as be able to help orphan care and adoption services around the globe and around the corner. Mm-hmm. We really want to use these opportunities in theaters, out in the general marketplace, to have a discussion that serves a positive purpose, glorifies our God, and can do so in kind of a very culturally relevant way. When we talk about the social issues and problems that we face in our world, there's a whole lot in the news each day that can be troublesome. But as you mentioned, Kevin, there are things that we can be doing as the body of Christ that serve the positive purpose and really kind of set a trajectory that honors, glorifies our Savior, as well as helps our fellow man, our brothers and sisters in the faith, as well as those that may not be. And here's another thing that I really love about this opportunity to be in theaters, that it may be a wonderful outreach opportunity for your listeners. If they have ever tried to invite a friend to church, and sometimes that's a little intimidating for folks who may have had some history in their in their background that just has kept them from a church, this could be an opportunity to say, let's go check out this film. I hear some wonderful things about it. Our Holy Spirit can speak to them in the darkness of the theater just as much as they can in the four walls of the church. And that may be that first step for that person to realize that they are broken and they have their own disabilities, yet they are loved by our Heavenly Father. When we see what Pastor Lee does, how he lives out and becomes, the hands and feet of Christ, it will hopefully be a calling for us to do likewise, to encourage the believer, as well as perhaps really spark something in someone who's just been right outside that door, but God's been calling on their life.
Well, our God is certainly sovereign and can do a wonderful work through a number of different venues and means to do that. And we certainly pray that that would be true, that he would not only rescue people from these awful situations through the orphan care, but even more so rescue people from the eternal flames of hell, which is what we all deserve as sinners. You're absolutely right. So we pray that that greater, deeper adoption, again, theological adoption, would take place as well. Let me remind our listening audience that we're speaking with Mitch Wright, and Mitch is the executive producer of Visual Media at Focus on the Family, and he's also the executive producer of The Dropbox. That's what we're talking about now. That's not the software. Some people may be familiar with The Dropbox. It's a file transfer system. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a brand new documentary that is going to be released next week, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, in theaters nationwide. It'll be here in the upstate of South Carolina, and you can go out onto this website in order to find out which theater will be carrying it. The website is www.thedropboxfilm.com. That's www.thedropboxfilm, all one word, .com, and you can go out there to get all the information about the theaters, more information about the film, and so forth. This would be a great event to not just go yourself, but to take others with you, maybe a certain group in your church, maybe your Sunday school class, or just other members from the church that you know are interested in this subject, bringing them, and those that aren't, to get them interested, bring them along with you, go to the theater and watch this film. You won't be disappointed. Mitch, as I was watching the film, mentioned a number of times about that Pastor Lee has been so giving, so self-sacrificing in this ministry. He really explains in the film that he didn't want to do it. It was necessary for it to be done. But let me ask you, is there any update on his own health and how he's doing? He seemed to be working himself into the ground and really was so involved in the work that there was some concern about his health. Any update on that?
Yeah, I think it's continuing to be a concern, although he was in good health and was in the States just a few weeks ago and did a little press tour for the Dropbox, great, along with his wife and a few of his children, and which you will meet in the documentary. And he's just amazing and kind of feels like he's fueled by God. Mm-hmm. He has a light and a life in his presence. And he just has a no-quit attitude. We do have concern for his health, and there are some great people in South Korea that are coming alongside him and helping to lighten that load. Mm. So we can just continue to pray for him and for his health and for that of his wife and for others to really kind of help in their effort, especially, Kevin, if we are able to build him a new orphanage and really kind of set them up with some nice facilities, that could go a long ways as well to really help the family. So we're really hoping for some wonderful things to come out of the world premiere next week to see what God's going to do in some marvelous and massive ways.
Excellent. There was, I should tell the listening audience, some of the film is subtitled, and I feel that it really adds to the documentary, because I want to hear Pastor Lee speak for himself, even though he's speaking in Korean, but the subtitled. What he says, though, is short. And he's one of those types of figures that he doesn't say a whole lot, but when he speaks, it's rather profound. There's a gravitas to hearing him speak for himself in the film, and I think that really came through. And I just wanted the listening audience to be aware of that. There is some subtitles in there, and it I just found myself looking beyond that and really almost enjoying that aspect of it, because it really added an element to the film. Did you find the same, Mitch?
I did. I really do like the authenticity. It is really great to see them and see them moving and speaking and operating as they normally do. And mm-hmm. this is their real life. And it's wonderful, despite having to do a lot of reading, you see visually just a wonderful film put together by Brian Ivey, where these children, you really see into their lives and you see how precious they are, as well as just the work of Pastor Lee and his family. That they are faith in action. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't need a whole lot of subtitling to see how wonderful it is when they respond in a way that God calls us all to.
Amen. Well, well done there by Focus on the Family again. You guys have produced quite a few very helpful resources. We love the Truth Project that was produced, the last film that you did as well, Irreplaceable, was very well done. Thank you so much for the work that you guys are doing there at Focus on the Family to provide such great resources for our listening audience. Let me give you the last word, Mitch, on just encouraging people to come out next week, either the 3rd, 4th, or 5th, in order to watch the film, The Dropbox.
Well, gladly. And Kevin, first, thank you for having me on your show. And for your listeners, this is going to be an opportunity that you will find yourself blessed in so many ways. Watching this film, as well as having the discussion afterward, I find myself going to films wishing I could ask questions of the director, or what's next for us? How does this really affect us? And we hope to make that connection with the town hall discussion, and then leave the theater inspired, empowered, and really that be the activating moment for the things that we can do, whether it's in our family, our church, our community, to make a difference for Christ.
Well, Mitch, thank you so much. Well said. Thank you so much for joining us today, and just pray that God would mightily bless the showing of this film.
Thank you for your prayers and for the work that you do, Kevin. God bless.
You're welcome. Again, that was Mitch Wright, and Mitch is the executive producer of Visual Media at Focus on the Family. He's also the executive producer of The Dropbox, the actual film that will be released next week. That's, again, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you can check out their website in order to find out where you can see this. The website has a place on there that will show you the available theaters or the theaters where it's going to be shown at. That website, again, is www.thedropboxfilm.com. That's www.thedropboxfilm.com. And you can go out there to check it out to see which film it's going to be shown in. This subject of adoption and orphan care, as I was speaking about earlier, is so important, especially in the Christian community, for us to get involved in this and to reach out to those, some of the most vulnerable that are among us. That's the issue. They are so vulnerable. There was a part of the film that talked a little bit about people raising controversy over the Dropbox, and I was just floored by that. It seems like such a great effort. I think it's a wonderful thing. Go see that film.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.